Hey, listeners, for Vault Studios, I'm Will Johnson, along with Reed Redman.
And if you like listening to us on True Crime Chronicles, you can hear more from us on a new podcast we're hosting for Vault Studios called The Daily Crime.
The Daily Crime is available weekdays, Monday through Friday.
And we want to give you an exclusive sneak peek of our first episode.
Again, new episodes are available every weekday, so if you like what you hear, go ahead and subscribe to The Daily Crime wherever you listen to podcasts.
Coming up.
You know, when you think about, you know, what as a society and what as a criminal justice system people expect, one of the things they expect is that we do everything we can to protect people who can't protect themselves, and children are certainly at the top of that list.
For Vault Studios, I'm Will Johnson.
And I'm Reed Redmond.
We'd like to welcome you to the show and our very first episode. We know you have a lot going on, but you also love true crime.
That's where we come in. Monday through Friday, we're going to be taking you inside a new case every day.
And we'll be joined by reporters from our stations around the country. So let's get into it. Reed has today's story.
You're listening to The Daily Crime. In early 2013, Mark Redwine sat down for an interview in his home in the mountains of southwestern Colorado.
I was going to take him to Bayfield to spend time with his friends.
It had been 10 weeks since Mark last saw his son, 13-year-old Dylan Redwine, who came to visit him in November and then disappeared.
He was texting on the couch. Shortly after that, I ran up and went to bed. I get up to go run my errands because I had a payroll issue. I spent 45 minutes, an hour, trying to get Dylan to wake up, but he wasn't having no part of it.
This interview, it's a picture of heartbreak. A father seemingly on the verge of tears, reliving the day of his son's disappearance, wearing a wristband that reads, "Hope for Dylan Redwine."
He wanted to go to Boston to see the Red Sox. People thought I was crazy because I was willing to drive that far.
Fast forward to today. This same man, this father, is now facing charges in the murder of his own son.
A new trial date has been set for Mark Redwine, the man accused of killing his 13-year-old son, Dylan, in La Plata County in 2012.
Joining me to help us sort out how we got to this point is Kevin Vaughn, an investigative reporter with 9 News in Denver, Colorado. Kevin, this case was scheduled to go to trial today. It's now postponed, but let's work our way up to all of that, starting with what happened all the way back in 2012. When 13-year-old Dylan Redwine goes missing up in the mountains in southwestern Colorado. What were the circumstances surrounding his disappearance?
So this was about 8 years ago. This was in November of 2012. Dylan Redwine was a 13-year-old boy. His parents had gone through a very contentious divorce and a very contentious battle over things like visitation and child support and those sorts of things. And so Dylan was court ordered to spend some time with his father in southwestern Colorado in a town called Bayfield, which is near Durango, and had actually flown from another part of the state where he had been at his mother's house, had flown down to southwestern Colorado to visit his dad, arriving there, I think, on the evening of November 18th, 2012. They went to a Walmart, they went to a McDonald's, and then they headed back to the family's home, or to the father's home, I should say, where Dylan had some contact with his mother and some contact with a friend who he said, you know, who he arranged to meet the next morning. They were going to get together. And those were the last contacts Dylan ever had with anybody. The next morning, he didn't show up at the friend's house. The friend began sending text messages asking, you know, where are you? Never got an answer. Ultimately, Dylan's father reported him missing that night. He told authorities that he'd gone out that morning to run some errands, and when he left, Dylan was in the house asleep, sleeping on a couch. When he got back later that morning, Dylan and his belongings were gone.
So as far as we know, the last person to see Dylan before he goes missing is his father, Mark Redwine, who tells police that he saw him at 7:30 a.m. that day when, as you mentioned, he drove off to go run some errands. And just to clarify things a little bit, Mark Redwine lived alone, so there wouldn't have been any other family members or anything like that around that morning, right?
That's correct. And Mark Redwine and Dylan had had conflict on previous visits, according to, you know, court documents we have now. And Dylan had actually asked if he could, instead of staying with his father at his home, if he could go stay at this friend's house. according to the, you know, the allegations outlined in the criminal case, Mark Redwine would not allow him to do that and told him he had to stay there. And so Mark Redwine, by his own admission, is that he saw him the morning of, that was November 19th. The last time he's known to have been seen before that is on some security footage captured as they were, you know, traveling around after he got down there to southwestern Colorado.
And looking back through some of the 9 News coverage from 2012, it seems like the search for Dylan pretty quickly became a big story in Colorado.
It absolutely did. This was one of those cases that, you know, involving a child that got a lot of attention from news media in the state.
Dylan Redwine. His face and name are everywhere in the southwestern corner of Colorado, but the boy himself is seemingly nowhere.
The 13-year-old vanished in November 2012 while he was on a court-ordered visit to his father in southwestern Colorado.
When the 13-year-old boy disappeared, launching search after search and national concern for the whereabouts of the missing teen.
Even though it happened in a fairly remote area, you know, far away from the Front Range where the big cities of Denver and Colorado Springs and Fort Collins and Pueblo are located, it did get a lot of attention and has continued to get a lot of attention all of these years since.
To hear the rest of my conversation with 9 News investigative reporter Kevin Vaughn, head over to The Daily Crime and hit subscribe. The full episode will be available January 25th, and there will be new episodes every weekday after that. Thanks for tuning in to this sneak preview. Will Johnson and I will see you over there.